Don, I have a science project. Just so you guys know, he has no idea what I'm going to bring. We never talk about it, and I just...
No, what is all this?
Okay, so this is oil right here, and this is baking soda, and I'm just going to pour that in. And then I just have colored water right here. Watch what happens when I add this.
Well, the water rising, is that what I'm seeing?
It is, because it's vinegar inside.
Love it.
Not just water. It's okay. Vinegar and oil,
okay,
with baking soda.
All right.
And it gives this, it reacts to it, okay, and it's making it jump around.
I see.
So I love that you use the word, okay, separated.
Okay.
Because our whole lesson today is about this idea of priests who had to separate themselves. And not just priests, but us as well. There is a time in our lives where we are asked to separate ourselves in preparation to approach our Savior Jesus Christ. And today we are going to talk about gestures of approach. Welcome to Jesus Christ in Scripture, Finding Christ on Every Page. I'm Tammy Uzalak Hall, and this is Dr. Donald W. Perry. And this is for the Come Follow Me lesson of Exodus chapters 35 through 40 and the book of Leviticus. So Don, talk to us about this really cool idea of gestures of approach and what it means.
From the scriptures, and I studied this a lot, and I've studied different scholars and what they said about it, and what do the scriptures say? And basically, when you leave regular, everyday space, which we call profane space,
okay,
and you go to the temple, you can't just barge in and treat it like it's a regular business or a store or someone's home or another property. It's sacred, set apart, holy space.
Wow.
And God revealed to us certain gestures or movements that the ancients would make. And we do the same in our temple, mm-hmm, to transition from profane space to sacred space. Now, just by coincidence, last Sunday, I gave the opening prayer in sacrament meeting. And I mentioned there, since in the sacrament meeting chapel, we are in sacred space.
Mm-hmm.
It's not exactly like the temple, but it's still sacred space. I said something like this: may we never be casual when we enter the chapel, because it's an ordinance room and we have the, mm-hmm, emblems of the sacrament. We partake of the sacrament. And then I said, and the same with the temple, may we never be casual in our attitude and in our dress. So this is what this is about.
Okay.
And God revealed it. It's not someone making it up.
Mm-mm.
It comes from God. The proper way to approach him in his state of holiness in the temple.
It seems like the whole time the children of Israel wandered in that promised land, and we say for 40 years, but I think the idea was to try to teach them how to separate, how,
yes,
to separate themselves from their old beliefs and how to focus on Jesus Christ. So show us some of the ways that the priest would separate themselves. And as he did,
okay,
think about some of the ways you separate yourself from the mundane, the profane, the world. I like how you said that.
So let's look at some preliminary but important statements. For example, the gestures, they help facilitate the transition from profane to sacred space. The gestures also spiritually prepare us as we go from holy to holier to most holy. So in our temple, it's all holy. But as we transition and we go from one place to another, to the celestial room,
mm-hmm,
for example. And the gestures also serve to spiritually elevate those who participate. Yeah. Importantly, the gestures are Jesus Christ focused, many of them. After participating in the gestures, that is when the worshiper is permitted to approach God in his perfect state of holiness. This is found throughout the scriptures. It's well known among the scholars. The scholars know about these. They even call some of them thresholding. They use the expression gestures of approach. That's not mine. And thresholding, meaning going over the threshold into the temple or into sacred space from profane, regular, everyday space. So washing with water, this is sacred. This has symbolisms attached. We're not talking about just going and washing with soap and water. Another one is anointing with olive oil. It has all this meaning, so people become anointed ones.
Mm-hmm.
And then wearing sacred vestments, taking off your regular everyday clothes, and then everyone, all the worshipers, anciently and modern, male and female, are dressed the same. They're all equal.
Yeah.
Another one, laying on of hands on sacrificial animals. And then a variety of sacrifices. We're going to talk about that next episode.
Okay.
Filling the priest's hand.
Yeah, we talked about that.
Talked about that. That's for those who want more information, go to the Bible dictionary.
Mm-hmm.
I have a reference here, but there are other passages. Offering incense.
Yeah, and we've talked about, I love the idea that incense represents the prayers of the people inside the tabernacle. And I love how you have right here, twice daily. Like it had to be burning twice a day. And then you connect that to our own prayers and our gestures of approach. And what are we doing to separate ourselves from the profane, from the world? Oh, that's really neat.
Now, interestingly, I had a group of Latter-day Saints twice last year on Journeys of Paul.
Okay.
We were in some catacombs and we saw near one of the tombs an image of someone with uplifted hands. And I said, this is an image of someone praying. And it has a lot of symbolism. They were so fascinated. I prepared a PowerPoint to show to them like the next day. Let's also talk about this and dedicate an episode to prayer with uplifted hands.
We have
It's found throughout the Bible.
Wow. This is amazing. And I love this picture right here. Oh, my goodness. So
and then just one more is entering the veil. You don't just charge in and treat it as if you're going from one space in your home to another space, or if you're at a place of business and you go to the back room and you just walk in. This has a lot of sacred meaning.
Don, I really like how you began with just talking about the chapel. I think sometimes we forget that it is a sacred space. And so the challenge this week is to consider, how are you separating yourself from the profane? And what are you doing to become ready and prepared to enter into his presence? I have a quote, and I love this quote so much. And Don has no idea I'm sharing it. I'm quoting you.
Oh, wow.
Here's what you said. The gesture of approach is vital to a temple society. It is a rite or ceremonial act that symbolically cleanses the person and prepares him for entry into the sacred. The person prepares not only to enter sacred time, where sacred acts take place and where man's religious ideas are celebrated, but he prepares for entry into sacred space, where even the airspace about his head is considered to be holy. He leaves behind him the sphere of profane time, the mundane events of common life, and the ordure of the world. The conditions of the rite of approach must be clearly defined and adhered to. The rites of purification must be well described, and the transition from profane to sacred must be marked. That hit me, the idea of just sacred time and the airspace is sacred. And so I will worship differently now on Sunday and during the sacrament, that ordinance, and when I attend the temple, to consider how can I be separate, not just while I'm in the moments, but when I leave those sacred spaces, to consider to be separate. So Don, thank you. Thank you for teaching us about this, and thanks for this really awesome quote.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us this week, and have fun thinking about all of these things. Shalom and goodbye.